Economic incentives to attract businesses to Florida take many forms, including tax breaks, rebates, and grants. Chair of the Senate Commerce and Tourism Committee, Nancy Dietert, says the return on investment from incentives has been a hot topic and somewhat of a mystery to lawmakers for many years.
We have asked for a report on who's getting these incentives, what the state gets in return. We often hear all the criticism of the companies that failed. So maybe you have some successes to share with us.
Enterprise Florida CEO Gray Swope reports since he took over 3 years ago, the return on investment on state grants for businesses has improved every year.
More jobs, better wage, better return, less taxpayer money put out. With the average investment of $3,200 a job, it is a positive story.
That means for every job the companies create, the state has invested about $3,200 in grants. And Swope says since 1995, incentives have gone to give more than 100,000 Floridians jobs that could have gone to North Carolina or California or Texas.
There is a war for jobs today, and we have to compete. You know, I like to ask people when they ask me about incentives, say, when's the last time you paid full price for a car? If you did, then I know a lot of people that want to be selling your car. For the most part, people negotiate. They look for incentives.
And once companies come to Florida, Swope says, Enterprise Florida makes sure to hold them accountable for creating the jobs they said they would. All projects now go through a vetting process with the State Department of Economic Opportunity, and three-quarters of contracts have conditions that companies must meet or the money gets taken back. Over the past 2 years, Enterprise Florida has taken back more than $14 million from businesses who receive just one type of grant, he says. But then there are the high-profile failures. Swope was asked to explain what went wrong with Digital Domain, a bankrupt movie production company the state had invested $20 million in and is still trying to figure out how to get its money back from.
Digital Domain circumvented the process when EFI said this was not a project that was recommended for funding, but it was funded anyway.
Governor Scott is awaiting a report from the Inspector General about how that was allowed to happen. But Swope says out of about 100 projects that got the same types of grant as Digital Domain, since 1995, only three have failed. The other two were chiropractic software company Redpine in Bay County and air taxi provider Dayjet in Palm Beach County. And over the past 2 years, there's been a 40% increase in competitive projects Florida has won. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.